Welcome to another media availability edition of Talking Hoosier Baseball. I am Carl James. Yesterday, Wednesday, March 30th, 2022, IUBase.com and other media caught up with relief pitcher Braden Tucker and head coach Jeff Mercer in a media availability session previewing the Northwestern series that will open Big Ten play on Friday.
Braden, you have been in some pretty key moments in your career so far. You had that huge win at LSU, there, huge environment to open the season. You've been in the back end of a no-hitter, and what you did on Sunday to lock up that game and you know, get a big win. How do you feed off those big moments?
I think I try to create my own energy, but then I end up like feeding off of everybody else. I feel like at that point in the game, you have to be able to create something where it might change the momentum of the game. So like when I go out there, I just think about like having fun, and like I don't try to celebrate every like executed pitch, or like I'm not trying to show up the other team. It's just I'm excited for myself because I knew that I could go execute that pitch.
How much do you guys thrive off of somebody like Bradley going out and pitching the way that he did?
I think it sets the tone for that day pretty well. Because we had him go out and do that, and then we had Crafty go out and do that. Just seeing those guys be able to just go out there without their best stuff and just compete, pitch after pitch, no matter what happened, they just went out there and they didn't like back down.
What's the general feeling around the team going into the first Big Ten series this weekend?
We're 0-0. I think we're fully capable of winning the Big Ten. It's just we got to take one game at a time, because I know last year we were ahead for a while and we kind of got, I feel like, a little too complacent with how we were doing, and that came back to bite us in the butt.
You felt like you've had to fill more of a leader role this year with some of actually a lot of freshmen in the rotation and the pitching staff this year.
I don't feel like I've had to take a leader role. I do like saying things when they need to be said, but I also, at the same time, I don't like saying too much, because then people won't look at you like you have a valued opinion. But when you say something and you actually mean it every once in a while, people will start to like respect that.
What pitches were working for you on Sunday?
I'd say all of them were working. Just pretty much fastball in and out, just getting guys off the plate, showing different spins, change up, down, even not even for a strike, swing and miss. And I think the slider was working pretty well too.
What was the biggest thing that improved for you over, say, an appearance you weren't as happy with?
I'm sorry, could you say that again?
I guess just is it fastball in and out? What was it that seemed to be working better for you than in appearances where you were not as successful?
I was getting ahead in counts a lot more often. Something that's been one of my primary focuses since the early parts of the season, where I was kind of just letting hitters go back in the counts, trying to do too much when I was up in counts. Kind of like turn back the notch a little bit instead of like just grip the ball as hard as I can, like, oh, I'm going to strike you out. It's like, just turn it back a little bit, just do what you're supposed to do.
Northwestern scored double-digit runs in five of their last six games. How's your pitching staff preparing for another hot offense?
The same as you do with everybody, right? You've just got to, like you always talk about, has to be able to execute fastballs on both sides of the plate, hold the run game, and then be able to execute with two strikes and be competitive in that way. And they swung the bat really well last year. They were good offense, super well coached. So the way that you handle all good offenses is the way they handle any good offense. So you got to find a guy's weakness and try to exploit it, while at the same time utilizing your strengths. I've said trust Coach Glanto to do those things and to continue for us to improve and grow in our process as a pitching staff.
Speaking of the Northwestern offense, two of their players, O'Connell and Bashir's, got National Player of the Week last week. How is the pitching staff going to attack them this weekend?
Well, if I told you that, it wouldn't be much of a surprise, would it? No. Again, you try to exploit somebody's weakness. You try to find a hole, and you try to attack the hole until they're able to adjust, and you force somebody to adjust, and then you find kind of your next plan B from there. So, you know, that's what those guys are in there doing right now, and working through scouting reports and working to find, you know, how we can attack a weakness and use our strengths to the best of our ability, and you know, it's going to take the whole staff. It's going to take all of them. There's not one guy that's going to be able to throw, you know, 27 innings or however many we're going to play. It's going to have to be a joint effort and a group effort, and we're going to have to take care of the ball and turn double plays when we're given to us, and you can't give a good offense, you know, additional opportunities, and hopefully we're able to go out and execute that game plan.
What do you feel like has been the biggest issue for the pitching staff, and what kind of clicked on Sunday?
Well, I think inexperience to begin with, right, with the season, and then having so many new faces and trying to figure out who can do what. Yeah, as you go through the fall and the preseason, who a guy is when the lights are off is sometimes different than who they are when the lights are on. And so finding the right roles for guys when the lights are on and making adjustments from there is a big deal. So we're starting to get more guys in better situations and in better roles, which obviously helps them to do that and be more successful. We were able to land fastballs to both sides of the plate on Sunday, really for the first time that we were able to execute to both sides. Not the first time, but the first time in a couple of weeks. You know, they went through that run there where that Saturday and Sunday at Missouri State, you had those two midweek games against Miami and Cincinnati, and you kind of had a little bit of an opportunity there for us to kind of flash what we're able to do when we can get to both sides of the plate and land an off-speed pitch. You go to Troy and you lose, you know, a close game there on Friday. We kind of lost feel of the zone a little bit and kind of got us away from it, but we were able to go back in and reestablish. You know, Bremer was very good, got to both sides, and then that shows there's some leadership ability in him. When you're able to get an upperclassman that's been out and had done it before, when he's able to go out and execute and kind of shows that, hey, this is possible, then those guys can then have something to grab onto and follow from there. So I think Brad's outing, executing a game plan much better, really helped. And then establishing both sides of the plate and then being able to land an off speed in a pressure zone, not a, you know, if it's 2 feet outside and down, it's not a pressure pitch, right? You're trying to make guys have to make early decisions, and when they make early decisions, hopefully they'll expand from there. And if they expand, then you have an opportunity to get weak contact. And so we just have to continue to work in that fashion.
Considering there's so many younger players on this team, what are you telling them before the first Big Ten series of this year?
Well, the great thing about having an opportunity to go into conferences is a new year. And so, you know, I was talking to one of the freshmen today. You know, I said, you know, you have 100 at-bats under your belt, which is, in essence, more than a normal freshman has. And sometimes more than guys have in their first 2 years combined. And so you're no longer a freshman. Right? You have had the experience. You've been out there. You've done it. And so now you have an opportunity to learn so much from those at-bats and those experiences and those innings, and now you get to apply that information and grow from there. And so as you go into conference play, you do get a chance to kind of restart a little bit and make adjustments that you want to be able to make with the fresh start. And at the same time, you go into it like you do with any game. The irrefutable laws of baseball haven't changed, right? If you get a guy into a good zone, hit a ball hard in the middle of the field somewhere, you have a chance to have success. If you take balls and hit strikes, you have a chance offensively to have success. It's the same thing on the mound. Right? You control the ball to both sides of the plate, land an off-speed pitch, you control the strike zone, you don't get free bases, you have a chance to have success. And when you don't, you won't. Right? The game hasn't changed that much. And so we have to be able to execute fundamentally. There are times that we've done it, and there are times that we haven't. And when we haven't, we've really been stung by it. So as you go into conference play with a young team and a new team, it's the same basic concepts you have, but now you have more experience and you have a chance to go and apply those in real time.
What does it mean to the program to have several alumni on MLB rosters or making their spring training debuts?
It's an incredibly proud moment for everybody involved. And obviously the players that were here before, the coaches that were here before, the work that they all did is obviously prevalent and on full display for a national audience. And so it makes me very proud of the program and of Indiana, and all, at the same time knowing what the players and coaches did before to allow those things to happen is a tradition that we want to continue to put forth. But for all those guys individually, obviously we're incredibly proud of them and very excited for them and their terrific accomplishments.
Ryan Kraft had a really long start on Sunday. It seems like so far in the Sunday finale, you guys have rotated a lot of different pitchers. Is there any thoughts that he could be that final guy, or is he more so just going to stick in the bullpen?
That's a great question. Yeah, we'll go TBD on Sunday this week again. But Ryan is a really talented young guy, and a guy that you look at as either a current or a future weekend starter. And when he's capable of doing that, we'll get him there. But it also is nice to know that you have him earlier in the weekend if you need him, and then you can attack Sunday on Sunday. Right? If you look at it just let's try to win Friday on Friday and do what we need to do to win on Friday, and then the same thing on Saturday. And then once we get to Sunday, you know, we can utilize the guys that we have available at that point. And I think if we utilize our entire staff in the appropriate way, we're able to cover those 27 innings well. We just have to make sure that we can get it off the ground, get a good start, and then allow those guys to pitch where they're more comfortable and where they have a chance to have success. And then things fall into place for us. And that kind of started to show a little bit on Sunday this past week.
Might that present itself in the way of seeing guys more often in shorter stints?
Yes, that would be, in an ideal world, that would be something that we want to do. You know, a couple of those times where you feel like a guy is kind of in a groove a little bit and rolling, you know, we've tried to extend them that second or third inning, and there have been several times where guys have rolled. You know, you look at a couple of guys that have gone four and five innings out of the pen, done a really good job. But we'll as much as we can. You know, Sunday was by design as much as possible. We were able to get, you know, six or seven different guys in there, and you don't want to cut a guy short if he's getting ready to roll for you a little bit, but at the same time, getting him in and getting him out is probably what we'll have to do when possible.
Anything else? Brayden Tucker is a guy who shows a lot of emotion on the mound. Saw that in the final game on a Sunday. Just from your perspective as a coach and just watching your players, you know, when he shows that emotion, how much does that energize your dugout, and how can that transfer into offense?
Well, I think what it does is it gives, you know, folks the confidence to know it's okay to be competitive and have that spirit and enjoy the moment on the field, right? So, you know, I look at Tuck and it's like, hey, you don't want it to come across like you're flaunting to the other team or being in a braggadocious way, but it's okay to encourage and be excited for what you've worked really hard for and accomplished. And as long as it's directed towards our guys and towards, you know, our group and internally, you know, I think it's a great thing. And I think confidence is a huge piece. As we all know, confidence is a huge piece of sport, right? And of sport at a high level, the ability to have confidence and have belief in what you're doing and that you can succeed and you can go and execute a play. And so when Brayden competes like that, I think it breeds confidence into the rest of the group that they can go and follow suit with that kind of passion. So in that way, I think it helps a ton.
You have a lot of freshmen contributing at both sides offensively and on the mound. What has Brock Tibbetts brought to your team, and why has he been able to have such immediate success?
You know, Brock, the great thing about Brock is Brock was an under-recruited guy, and so Brock's always had a terrific work ethic and kind of that chip on his shoulder that comes with that. He was a football player, he was a quarterback. There's a lot of depth to him as a person. In that brings and shows itself in those moments where he comes up with guys on base, he comes up in big situations, he's able to stay composed and go out and try to execute his plan. I think his background, one, being a really physical kid, big and strong, but also being multifaceted and having to fight and having to continue to work to go and to be successful, I think bodes well for him as a person, right? And then at the same time, you know, he's surrounded by now, there's some upperclassmen on that position player group, a couple of them, you know, Glasser and Ellis and Dones, those guys were able to help his learning curve quickly when he's able to talk to those guys. You know, there's nothing that Tyler Dones hasn't seen. There's nothing he hasn't experienced. He's such a veteran on such a young team. And so when you have those veterans that have had success, they're able to really breathe that experience and life into young guys. And I think Brock is a huge beneficiary of that. And he's smart enough to listen and learn. Right, we have to be available to learn to grow, and Brock is always available to learn and applies it really well.
Are there any injury concerns heading into the weekend?
There's always injury concerns heading into the weekend. The only healthy day is opening day normally. So, I don't know what the outfield is going to look like, to be completely honest with you. Obviously, a couple of those guys have been out and are kind of banged up. So, I have to let the doctors, you know, tell me what to do. I guess they'll write the lineup this weekend, but hopefully we'll have as close to a full assortment as possible. And if not, it's going to be time for somebody else to step up and step forward and go and compete. You look at, you know, what Hunter Jesse's done in stepping in. You know, Ethan got hurt, and so Hunter steps in and has done a really good job. You know, Morgan goes down, and Sam Yerson stepped in and has done a really, really nice job. So if there has to be some different faces in there, you try to have depth and guys that are all prepared to go in and compete. And again, you win collectively, succeed collectively, and there won't be one guy that wins or loses it, but collectively we can go out and compete at a high level.
Thank you for listening to this media availability edition of Talking Hoosier Baseball. The Indiana baseball team is back in action tomorrow, Friday, April 1st at 5 p.m. as they open the Big Ten season against Northwestern. See you at the BART!